You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the dog.
It is 3 p.m. on April 11th, 2025. Today is day 20 of the 2025 Canadian federal election campaign. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 15 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, feature on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Ruth Benz, Rough and Ready with Space Equals Time Equals Money.
Don't see myself as a greedy man, but when I look into myself to find it funny, 'cause I see more than I can. Space equals time equals money. Can you find me? Don't see myself as a greedy man, but when I look into myself to find it funny, 'cause I see more than I can. Do admit
we
that was Space Equals Time Equals Money from Ruth Fence, Rough and Ready. Next up is Living Gates, Suffer as One. The track is Massive Depletion in F minor. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Five events were on tap for April 5th with three track and field events. First, with the Brutus Invitational at Edwards Stadium in Berkeley, California, where the first event started at 9 a.m. as distances were generally meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leaves. In the men's 4x100 relay, the quartet of Liam O'Donnell, Josiah Penson-McCoy, Adrian Law, and Jacob Hall clocked in at 41.51 for third in a field of 17 teams that completed 20 in total. SFU swept up the top two spots in the women's 1 mile or 1609 meters as Salin Tastemir won at 5.034, followed by Rachel Watkins at 5.02.7 among 21 finishers. 32 in total. In the men's 1 mile or 1609 meters, Jacob Wadwani clocked in at 4:17.99 for 5th, followed by Sebastian Brickman at 4:18.26 for 6th among 21 finishers, 33 in total. Emma Conan won the women's 100 dash at 11.94 among 55 finishers, 69 in total. In the men's 100 dash, Jacob Hall clocked in at 10.62 for 5th, and Liam O'Donnell ran in at 10.7 for 8th among 110 finishers. And Liam O'Donnell ran in at 10.7 for 8th among 110 finishers, 117 in total. In the men's 400 hurdles, Tyson Carr timed in at 55.75 for 7th among 32 finishers, 41 in total. Now to the Stanford Invitational at Cobb Track and Angle Field in Stanford, California, where the first event started at 9 a.m. with top 9 from preliminaries qualifying for their respective finals as distances were generally meters with times in minutes and seconds. Only two Red Leafs competed on April 5th in the Stanford Invitational, both in 100 dashes. Neither Emma Conan and Jacob Hull started at Cobb Track and Angle Field in Stanford, California. Let me just backtrack here. It sounds like actually Emma Conan and Jacob Hall competed in the Brutus Invitational at Edwards Stadium in Berkeley, California, which I just mentioned. So, no SFU athletes competed in the Stanford Invitational at Cobb Track and Angle Field in Stanford, California. So I have to quirk myself on the fly. So there were four events on tap for April 5th with the Red Leaps competing in two track and field events. SFU hosted the second track and field event on April 5th as the SFU High Performance had throws at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam, where the first events started at 9:30 a.m., while track and field events were at Terry Fox Track and Field in the Burnaby main campus, where the first events started at noon. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leaps. In the women's hammer throw 4 kilograms, Susanna Linuski hurled 49.55 per second, only behind Michelle Datsun of UBC at 49.91 in a field of 5, while Dominic Walholm won the men's hammer throw 7.26 kilograms as he launched 46.99, where only 2 competed. In the women's 1500, Ella Marion clocked in at 457.71 for 4th, where 7 finished among 9. Mika Logi won the men's 1500 at 401 among 14 finishers. In the men's 100, former SFU runner Kaito Suzuki won at 10.64 as his ex-teammate Jeremy Belcher dashed in at 10.88 for 3rd, where 27 finished among 32. In the women's 400, Veronica Robertson bolted in at 10.01 for 2nd, only behind Sophia Zanon of the Langley Mustangs at 57.97 among 8 runners. In the men's 3000, Dominic Smith Medonic charged in at 9.48.27, only behind Cole Anderson at 9.27.61, where 4 finished among 6 competitors. In the women's 800, Alicia Ronahan darted in at 217.46 for 2nd, only behind Daniel Rawlinson of the Performance Elite BC at 212.18, followed by Charlotte Prankley at 221.42 for 6th, where 13 finished among 15. In the men's 800, Matthias Del Rio Ritigu dashed in at 157.77 for 2nd, only behind Tion McLeish at 157.66, where 11 finished among 12. In the women's 200, Veronica Robertson clocked in at 26.53 for 10th, where 29 finished among 32. In the men's 200, Jeremy Belcher timed in at 22.59 for 6th, where 26 finished among 30 in the SFU High Performance, where throws occurred at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam, while track and field events were at Terry Fox Track and Field in the Burnaby main campus. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball hosted the Central Washington Wildcats at BD Field, also in the Burnaby main campus. In Game 1, where the first pitch was at noon, Abby McGlynn put SFU on board in the bottom of 4th via a 2-run home run, which plated Abby McGlynn off the CWU starter Peyton Kessler, who surrendered a solo shot to McGlynn in the bottom of 5th as the Red Leafs jumped to a 3-0 lead over the Wildcats. SFU broke the game open in the bottom of 6, where Abby McGlynn's 2 RBI double off the CWU reliever Olivia Ross capped off the 5-run barrage as the Red Leafs obliterated the Wildcats 8-0 in 6 innings. SFU starter Monica Bork earned a complete game shutout, improving her record to 9-4, as Abby McGlynn led the Red Leafs attack by going 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in, followed by Cassidy Affelt, who went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs batted in. The CWU Wildcats starter Peyton Kessler suffered a loss as she allowed 5 runs in 5 innings, with no outs recorded in the 6th as her record fell to 3-11. Game 2 started at 2:03, where SFU jumped on CWU in the bottom of 1st with 3 runs. Against the Wildcat starter Zoe Theophilus, Red Leaf Casey Affelt, who batted in the 3rd Who batted in the third run via a sacrifice fly, batted in another run in the third with a single, and chased the Wildcat starter, Zoe Theophilus, with a two-run double in the fifth, as SFU sextupled CWU 6-1 to sweep the doubleheader at Beattie Field in the Burnaby main campus. The Red Leaf starter, Alexandra Nazarov, earned her fourth win of the season after a four-inning shutout, improving her record to 4-2, while the reliever, Jordan Rupel, earned her first save after one run in three innings pitched, and Casey Affeld led the SFU attack by going 2-for-2 with two runs scored and four runs batted in. CWU starter Zoe Theophilus took her 11th loss after allowing five runs in 4.2 innings, while Reese Schimmel led the Wildcats by going 1-for-3 with one run batted in. On April 7th, SFU's Casey Affeld won the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Softball Player of the Week as she led the GNAC in multiple offensive categories, hitting 7.15 batting average, 9 hits, 3 of which were doubles, 7 runs batted in, and 5 runs scored. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's golf started in the 2-day Sonoma State Invitational at Santa Rosa Golf and Country Club in Santa Rosa, California, which ended on April 8th, where SFU women finished 4th among after firing 40 over par 616 strokes. The Red Leafs were led by Dana Smith after 4 over par 148 strokes, a four-way tie for third, followed by Chloe Tran after 10 over par 154 strokes for 16th. Mira Minhas, Amaya Bandel after 14 over par 158 strokes each for a four-way tie for 25th. And Cadence Cole after 15 over par 159 strokes, a four-way tie for 29th. On April 10th, the Red Leafs track and field program announced the addition of middle distance runner Armandi Panu, who hails from Surrey, BC, and had a successful season in 2024, where he advanced to the boys 800 meter finals in the BC High School Track and Field Championships.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington are first at 11-2 conference, 27-9 overall. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are second at 7-4 conference, 22-9 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 10-6 conference, 19-18 overall. Montana State Billings, fourth, 5-7 conference, 10-22 overall. Western Oregon, 5th, 5-7 conference, 12-27 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 6-10 conference, 18-20 overall. And Central Washington are dead last at 4-12 conference, 6-24 overall for 7th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Now to SFU News, all based on X and department web pages. On April 6th, English held the Phillips Webb Memorial Reading, hosted by Professor Dr. Stephen Collis and Dr. Annas Atakura from SFU French, which English tweeted on April 7th, where alumni congratulated the 2024 SFU Staff Achievement Award winners, including SFU alumni. Andrew Wister, the SFU Gerontology Center Director, spoke to Gloria Makarenko of CBC on shifting demographics in BC, with people aged 65 or older reaching a quarter of the population. On April 8th, the Scottish government in Canada tweeted a picture of their visit to the Burnaby Bean campus, where Scottish delegates met the FOSS Dean, Dr. Laurel Weldon, Professor Steve Mungrain, the international team, and Clean Hydrogen Hub to talk about renewable energy, along with academic partnerships between Scotland and Canada. FOSS is the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences. SFU advised students to check their final exam schedules, celebrated BD School student Anna Smith Velasquez, who advanced her learning to next level during her co-op term with Wakewater, a Canadian beverage startup. Applied Sciences hosted capstone presentations for fourth-year students as they showcased their projects on engineering, sustainability, and technology. At Surrey Atrium, Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences encouraged students to sign up for West Coast Fair, a collaboration between SFU, UBC, and UVic for career, co-op, volunteer, and grad schools. FOSS also held a Métis Dialogue Listening Series event hosted by Paul Garreau from Faculty of Native Studies in University of Alberta on Métis personhood, identity, among other things. At Burnaby Main Campus, Global Humanities recognized Professor Shouyu Kong, who celebrated her two publications at the SFU Celebration of Authors. First, a co-edited volume on art and modernism in China, titled Art and Modernism in Socialist China, Unexplored International Encounters, with the second that translates Chinese-Mexican art exchanges in the 20th century, titled Sino-Mexican Exchanges in the 20th Century. SFU featured Melanie Monk on the university website for her 30-plus year dedication in the university. Currently as the Office of Vice President Research since 2003, during which she has enabled more than 500 awards for SFU researchers and was recently recognized with the SFU Staff Lifetime Achievement Award. Science recognized on SFU Physics Research Team working with Atlas Collaboration at CERN, the largest European lab for particle physics, on its Large Hadron Collider with its sister experiments, ALICE CMS LHCb, for earning the 2025 Breakthrough Fundamentals in Physics, along with thousands of scientists, while economics professor Nicholas Schmidt was interviewed by Le Telejournal, the flagship news show of CBC French TV, on the stock market's instability per U.S. tariffs. On April 9th, John Richards, Professor Emeritus in the School of Public Policy, warned that Canada's steady decline in reading, science, and math scores is a troubling sign for Canada's public school system. Despite ranking 10 out of 81 countries participating in the OECD's large-scale PISA, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's large-scale program for international student assessment, alumni tweeted that O Canada singers are wanted for the upcoming spring convocation in June. School of Interactive Arts and Technology held its last semester talk in the Surrey campus, where Dr. Parmit Chilana hosted Empowering End Users, where she discussed AI's potential for modifying knowledge work with human-designed lens. Criminology introduced graduate student Natalie Chu, a PhD student researching financial fraud under Dr. Richard Frank's supervision, also thanked Thomas Diviak, Nicholas Trudenberg, Olga Sanchez de Riviera, and David Buell Gill from University of Manchester for sharing their work and understandings to faculty and students. Faculty of Graduate Studies closed applications for ambassador team member at the Burnaby campus, residence which students lock in their exams, and started 23 quiet hours. Urban Studies featured its 2025 Urban Innovation Students, who hosted an ideas charrette at the New West City Council, where students spotlighted the progress of their urban innovation projects and sought feedback. On April 10th, English congratulated postdoc Emily Federock for becoming the Capilano Review Library Editor. Language Development Lab held a parenting workshop online titled Let's Talk, How Babies Learn Language, recommended for caregivers with children between ages 0 and 2. School of Communications celebrated graduate student Mamadou Ba as he earned the Doctor of Notable Knowledge last month from the Federal University of Pará, based in Brazil, for his efforts to anti-racist and human right activism. Computer Science Industry Day 2025 took place at Seiwol and Atrium in the Burnaby main campus, while three-minute thesis finals took place in the Surrey campus. The Vancouver campus held a pop-up shop in its bookstore. Science elaborated on SFE researchers who earned the 2025 Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics, along with thousands of scientists as SFU faculty members on Atlas at CERN, the largest European lab for particle physics, are Matthias Denninger, Dugan O'Neill, Louise Polly Burnd, somebody named Steitzer, and Mike Fratelli. Let me look at Steitzer's name. Just bear with me here. Sorry for this inconvenience. So I will mention the names once again when I get to it. Sorry about this. No, there was a guy named Steitzer. Let me look. Oh, now I got it. So it's Burnd Steitzer. So it's Matthias Denninger, Dugan O'Neill, Louise Polly, Burnd Steitzer, and Mike Fratelli. The SFU faculty members on Atlas at CERN, the largest European lab for particle physics. The 2025 Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics spotlighted the Atlas contributions to particle physics as one of the largest scientific instruments ever built, over 40 meters in length and 25 meters in width. Multiple events are on today. Philosophy invited Sean Murphy from Southeastern Utah University, who is scheduled to speak about his paper on being understood by art at WMC 3210 in the Burnaby Main campus at 3:30, from what I understand. And the Skoden Indigenous Film Festival returns tonight at 5 p.m. at Leslie and Gordon Diamond Family Auditorium SFU in the Burnaby Main campus. Let me just see if there's more news coming in. This will be right off the fly. The SFU just promoted campus public safety team member to walk to students' car and transit stop for students studying late at night.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM.